Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 8, you will hear stories from our 9th collection, Sooner or Later. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. This is a bonus episode of 6 Minute Stories. The Passing by Randall Jones. The moment I had feared was upon me in an instant. As I was closing my front door behind me, I discovered a fire truck and an ambulance of EMTs had just arrived next door at the home of my 100-year-old neighbor, Horace. As I soon learned, his son-in-law had discovered Horace upstairs on the floor and called 911. He had visited Horace on Thursday. It was now Saturday. Horace could not talk coherently. He was dehydrated and weak from not eating for maybe 2 days. The EMTs cut off his clothes and loaded Horace into the ambulance. The son-in-law followed them. I stayed behind, promising I would lock up the house. After a few days, I visited Horace in the ICU. He was still unconscious, hooked to all manner of monitors and tubes, unable to tell anyone what had happened. I stood there for a while, taking in the moment, being present for him, I suppose. Horace was a decorated veteran of World War II. Having jumped before dawn on D-Day behind enemy lines with the 508th Regiment of the 82nd Airborne fighting at St. Mary-Glise. He later jumped into Nijmegen, Holland, and still later fought continually over 2 months through the Battle of the Bulge. Horace garnered 4 Purple Hearts and 2 Bronze Stars for his service and served as honor guard at Allied headquarters in Frankfurt, Germany, greeting 5-star General Dwight Eisenhower every morning with a crisp salute, all before he was 22. But now Horace, at the century mark, had outlived all his friends and his bride of 3/4 of that journey so far. Surviving family members numbered few. Horace was attended mostly by hospital staff. After learning that he was conscious but communicating with difficulty, I returned to visit Horace again. I brought along my copy of the book he wrote 20 years before about his war experiences. Standing beside his bed, I read the chapter I knew he would most enjoy, if he could hear me. It was a love story, their love story. How he met Gloria and courted her for just a month to begin their 74 years together. Horace was quiet while I read. I sat with him for an hour or more, occasionally rubbing the bottoms of his feet, that human touch a gift for us both. During another visit 2 days later, I touched Horace's right hand. He squeezed my thumb. I placed my right hand into the palm of his, avoiding the needles and tubes taped onto the back of it. He squeezed for a moment, his grip firm and manly. He offered me this handshake, which I returned. When I left the room, I offered as a punctuation to my departure, "Goodbye, Horace," my voice neither firm nor manly. Some minutes after 6 p.m. that day, February 22nd, I received a call. He's gone. The family invited me to walk with them as his remains were transported from the room. The son-in-law, his adult daughter, and I sat with Horace's body for a couple of hours, telling stories over his now still body, empty of pulse and vitality, relieved of the difficult struggle to breathe. Close to midnight, we fell in behind the gurney which the nurses had draped with an American flag. They told us some of the staff wanted to pay their respects. The charge nurse pushed the gurney with Horace's remains along the hall at a slow and formal pace. The few nurses on duty in the ICU at that hour stood quietly at their stations as we processed by. Their regard was much appreciated. Theirs was a respectful gesture. But when the double doors ahead of us opened, we were stunned. to see 24 or more hospital staff members lining both sides of the long corridor ahead in silent, reverential tribute. Some had gathered to honor the World War II veteran they had met and cared for over these few short days. Some came because they had heard that a 100-year-old war hero had died. As the flag-draped gurney passed by, all that passed between the family and those bearing witness were the whispers of heartfelt thank yous from the family and the sincere expressions of deep gratitude offered to Horace by the solemn presence of each staff member. These young people in their 20s and 30s mostly, who threw themselves every day into grappling with life and death and providing medical care to strangers, were touching history, paying their respects to the last of the greatest generation, honoring someone the age of their great-grandparents, someone who had lived through a time and a struggle they had only read about, someone who had gone to war and risked his life and helped change the world for them without any assurance that he would survive his early 20s, let alone live 100 years. They wanted to honor that courage when they had the opportunity to say thank you and not miss the chance to say that they had seen such a person as he passed from this life. All that attention was much appreciated by the family, of course, but what I think Horace would have wanted those honoring him to know is that every generation is preparing this world for the next generation, and that in their own time and in their own way, they can be heroes too. Godspeed, Horace, and thank you for your service. Copyright 2024, Randall Jones. Read more about this writer and background on this story in a special feature of 6 Minute Stories called Author's Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the 9 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RandellJones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.